Hi, I'm Will Robinson and welcome to the official Crystal Palace podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Stirs, the world's first zero-waste coffee. Stirs are a proud local partner and hot drink supplier to the Eagles, supporting a more sustainable South London. Whether you're at the match or watching from home, try their great-tasting coffee and hot chocolate by visiting shop.cpfc.co.uk. And the best part? A portion of the proceeds goes straight to the Palace for Life Foundation. Supper cuppa to help young South Londoners. Perfect. Now sit back and enjoy the official Crystal Palace podcast. Good morning and welcome to Tour Daily on the Crystal Palace podcast, coming to you from Singapore for the final time. We're actually in the air en route to Australia as you listen to this. Where has all that time gone? It's a short episode for you today with the team travelling to Melbourne via Sydney, but there's still some time to give some love to the academy players impressing out on tour, in training and on the big stage against Liverpool. Have a listen to club captain Luka Milivojevic after full time at the National Stadium.
We took many young kids to come with us, and I think this is for them one great experience to play against one of the biggest clubs in the world and to show themselves and to see where they are in this kind of level of football. So, we have to always take some positives from this game and in general, and I would definitely take that one.
Well, Luka has been impressed with the performances of the young players, as have we. And it was great to see so many get their chance against one of the best sides in Europe. Players like Caden Rodney, David Ozo, Malachi Boateng and Rob Street came on. Not to mention academy debutants from last season, Jez Raksaki, who started, and Teo Adaramola. But let's hear from two of the young players now. Killian Phillips, whose third consecutive pre-season start has capped a remarkable rise from amateur football just 3 years ago. And Jaden Raymond, who caught the eye as a second-half substitute. Here's how they reacted, and be warned, they were quite pleased.
To be honest, I don't usually get nervous when I'm playing, but when I heard the, all the fans singing and I never walked alone, I had goosebumps on everywhere, to be honest. But I want to be in these moments a lot more next year and feel atmospheres like this, so hopefully this is the start.
I couldn't believe it, like when I saw some of the players I was playing against, it was like, wow, like what an experience. So yeah, I'm very happy.
Yeah, look that. In the Champions League final last month, so but I thought I'd done well. I thought I got myself a belt, and it's a start, yeah.
The level is a lot more like sharp, but then again, it's football. It's the same game, you know. We've been playing it all our lives, so you know we're just trying to get up to that level and hopefully play against them more one day.
So I think that role that we play with the two number eights, so I think it suits me very well. So I'm enjoying playing there, yeah.
I thought I played quite well when I came on. I felt quite confident. And yeah, just enjoying the experience. I know the result was disappointing, but you know, it's something to build on. So
yeah, look, I've been up with them from day one, and I've been training with them every single day. So getting used to the lads and getting back playing with men and getting used to the tempo. And look, for him to play me in all three games so far in pre-season, I just sort of want to thank him because he's putting a lot of faith in me. Yeah,
the gaffer said. So make sure we have a lot of energy and make sure we're putting tackles in and getting tight to the defenders. And yeah, just enjoying the experience, because it's not every day you get to play against like one of the best teams in the world. So obviously he's a legend of a player. So, you know, using his wisdom and stuff, it's great just to be around it and just see it. So hopefully throughout the season I can be with him more and hopefully like work my way into the first team. So
sure, I was playing Sunday League 3 years ago. So it's madness. This time last year, I might have had about 14 senior appearances. So it's unbelievable. Like moments like this, I don't usually take stuff in. I always want to know what's next. But I think today I'll sit back and look back and reflect, and I've done well, yeah.
It's crazy, like seeing the amount of people. But obviously on the pitch, you don't really see that. You're just really focusing on the ball. And when you come off the pitch, you realise how many like people there are. So yeah, it's been great.
You're only as good as your last performance, the last training session, so you have to be on 100%. Like, it's no taking a foot off the gas when you're up with the boys. I'm just enjoying it, to be honest. I'm back loving me football. I missed it during the summer. I missed the off-season. I have nothing else besides football. So, yeah, I'm loving it. I just wish my mum was here tonight. So, but I'm sure she's watching back home in Kilmarnock, so I'm delighted, yeah.
how brilliant that is to hear their reactions to a night they will never, ever forget. Now, as we head towards Melbourne today, it just remains to thank everyone in Singapore for their immense hospitality and to those fans who came out to all the events and gave Palace so much support. On we go to Australia, and do remember, if you're a Palace fan down under, you can come and see the side. The Eagles are hosting an open training session at the historic Melbourne Cricket Ground on the 10th of July, and this event is free, but you must secure a ticket in advance to enter. A free open training session to see Patrick Vieira and co prepare the boys for the Man United clash. What an opportunity that is. Don't miss out on that. You can also buy tickets for our game against United, with a crowd of up to 100,000 people expected at the MCG. And what an atmosphere that will be. If you aren't in Australia, don't fret. You can see all the action live on Palace TV Plus. And that's it for today's shortened tour daily. We'll catch you from Melbourne tomorrow morning.
This podcast was brought to you by Stirs, the world's first zero-waste coffee.